好，感谢主，让我们有机会能够，在一起有交通。虽然这个方式呢是有点特别的啊，不过呢，在视频上能看到弟兄姊妹啊，心里面也是觉得非常的欢喜。太久没见弟兄姊妹了啊。那
对不
么
起，
今天
孙
早
兄，
晨呢，哦，对不起，要有
对不
翻
起，
译。
请对，我们有翻译，
Sorry，
请等，
你 go ahead。
请李迪来帮我们翻译好吗？
So thank God that we have this opportunity to fellowship together, even though it's a special method. I'm very happy to see everyone online.
那今天早晨呢，我用一个比较特别的方式啊，和弟兄姊妹来交通。
And I'll be using a special method to share with everyone this morning.
我就是呢，想要介绍弟兄姊妹一首诗歌。
I want to introduce to everyone a song.
我不知道弟兄姊妹会不会唱。
And I don't know if brothers and sisters know how to sing it.
你们最近有唱过吗？这首诗歌啊。那个，如果方便的话呢，我们先把它唱一遍，好不好？
If possible, let's sing this hymn once first.
请这个司琴的人给我们，谁弹琴的话，帮我们弹一下。好，我们一起来唱啊！遥望古来今不见，今日近在眼前。昨天是我的悲。请我们低头，我们先有一个简短的祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你，
Lord, our hearts are full of thanks for you.
是你给我们这样的机会，可以一同聚在你的跟前。
That you gave us this opportunity to meet together.
主啊，在这个末了的时代，
And that in this end time,
我们实在需要听见你自己的声音。
we truly need to hear your voice.
求你在这个聚会中对我们说话。
May you speak to us in this gathering.
我们知道今天你还没有回来。
We know that you haven't returned yet.
你不是单言，你乃是宽容我们。
And that you are not delaying, but that you are being accepting of us.
因为你还要把机会量给我们。
Because you want to give us this opportunity.
让我们能预备好我们的自己，迎接你的再来。
That we can prepare ourselves to await your return.
主啊，祝福这个聚会，
May you bless this gathering.
用厚厚的膏油涂抹整个聚会，
And that you may anoint us with the anointing over this entire meeting.
垂听我们的祷告，
May you hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名，
And we pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。
Amen.
我想今天早晨呢，我用一个比较特别的方式啊，是一个交通。那么和弟兄姊妹相互勉励啊。
So this morning, I want to use a special method of fellowshipping and encouraging brothers and sisters.
那么，我想我先把这首歌的来源啊，给弟兄姊妹简单的说明一下。
First, I want to talk quickly about the origins of this hymn.
我呢，从蒙恩得救开始啊，我就很喜欢唱诗歌。
Since I was saved, I really like to sing hymns.
那么，我也很羡慕别人会作诗歌。
And I was really envious of those who could write hymns.
所以有很多年呢，我自己想写写不出来，
And for many years, I wanted to write my own, but I couldn't.
好像没有这个灵感呢。
I feel like I wasn't touched in the spirit to do so.
所以我心里面想，我这一生大概呢，我恐怕，没办法写诗的，
And so I thought that there would be no way in my life to write hymns.
啊，那么但是呢，这首诗歌来得非常特别。
But the way that this song came to me was very special.
那么是2019年，2019的时候，
It happened in 2019.
啊，那么正好澳洲啊，他们有一个夏令会，邀请我呢去服侍。
There was a retreat in Australia that asked me to go serve there.
啊，那个特会，那个夏令会呢，因为澳洲你们知道南半球啊，我们这边冬天，他们就是夏天。
So, because Australia is in the southern hemisphere, when it's winter here, it's summer there.
所以12月是他们的夏天。
So, December is actually their summer.
那么那个时候我去的时候，在悉尼附近，正好火烧山呢，烧得很厉害。
And so, when I went there, it was near Sydney, and there was a lot of wildfires.
那么我们去的那个营地呢，距离那个火烧的地方大概有8公里。
And the camp that we were at was about eight miles from the fires.
所以我们在那个山头上聚会的时候呢，几乎也感觉到很多烟雾啊。
And so while we were there, we could feel a lot of the smoke.
那么这个特会的最后一天是12月28号。
The last day of this retreat was December 28th.
那天早晨清晨5点钟的时候啊，
And at 5 a.m. in the morning,
哇，那边的山火烧得特别厉害。
the fires were burning really greatly then.
连我们住的那个宿舍里面呢，都烟雾蒙蒙的。
Even where we were living was filled with smoke.
那么早晨5点钟我就醒来了，
And so I woke up at 5 a.m.
那我人还躺在床上，
And I was still laying in bed.
忽然之间脑子里面闪过一句话，
And then suddenly in my mind a word flashed, a phrase flashed.
那就是这个诗歌的第一节"遥望主来"这几个字出现很清楚，"遥望主来"啊。
And so it was to wait on the Lord's return.
然后呢，后面啪啪啪就出现几个字"遥望主来，心迫
And so then more words flashed, the Lord, thy return is our plea.
"切"。好像呢，你们呢在那个打字机上面啊，在电脑上面打字一样，啪啦啪啦啪啦，这个字就出来了。
It was like how when you type words onto the computer.
所以我整个人惊醒了。
And suddenly I was awakened.
哎呦，这好像很特别，来了这么一个感觉。
It was a very special feeling, these words coming to me.
所以我赶快就起来了，
And so I immediately got up.
我就拿起一张纸，拿起笔来开始写。
I got a pen and paper and started writing.
这个话呢，就一句一句都出来啊。
These words, phrase by phrase, just came out.
遥望主来，心迫切，尽知应许在眼前，很清楚的话就出来了。
Lord, thy return is our plea, thy promise now is at hand. They clearly came to me.
大概在不到半个小时的时间，
And in under 30 minutes,
其实差不多10几分钟啊，这首诗歌就写出来了。
And actually, 10-15 minutes, I was able to write this hymn out.
你知道写出来之后呢，我自己都很诧异。
And I was even surprised that I was able to write this.
哎呦，我说我怎么会写出这么一首诗歌出来了？
And I thought, oh, how was I able to write out this hymn?
并且我看这个内容啊，
And then when I was looking at the content of it,
那么正是过去这几年以来啊，我一直讲到我们怎么样预备主再来的信息。
And in the past couple of years, I was preaching about how to prepare for the Lord's return.
那么，弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，今天我们已经来到末了的时代。
And we know today that we've already come to the end times.
我们都有感觉主回来的日子非常的迫近。
And we can feel that the Lord's coming is very soon.
那么，但是呢，我们知道怎么预备自己吗？
But do we know how to prepare ourselves?
或者我们已经开始预备我们自己。
Or have we already started to prepare ourselves?
我想这个恐怕是今天呢，我们存留在地上的圣徒啊，最重要的一件事情。
And this is the most important thing for the saints who are still on the earth now.
对于我来讲，
And for me,
除了迎接主的回来，没有大事情。
Besides awaiting the Lord's return, there's no other big thing.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你里面的感觉是如何。
And I don't know if you feel the same way.
所以呢，这首诗歌呢，是主给我的啊。
This is a hymn that the Lord gave me.
我常常感觉按照我自己，我恐怕写不出来的。
And I often feel that according to myself, I wouldn't be able to write this.
那么，所以呢，我想把这首诗歌呢，也给弟兄姊妹。
So I also want to give this hymn to brothers and sisters.
我们都知道，有的时候呢，我们讲不出来，说不出来。最好用唱的，对吧？
Oftentimes, if we're not able to say something out, we can sing it.
因为你知道，唱歌很容易让我们能够记得更清楚。
Because we're able to remember things clearly when we sing hymns.
所以主把这首诗歌给我。
So the Lord gave me this hymn.
哎呀，我里面实在是满心的感谢主啊。
And my heart was full of thanksgiving for the Lord.
那么，尤其在今天这个紧迫的时代里面。
Especially in these urgent times now.
我愿意和各处的弟兄姊妹呢相互的勉励。
And I encourage brothers and sisters everywhere.
弟兄姊妹要把主的再来放在你的生活中间最最重要的地位上。
You have to put the Lord's return as the most important place in your life.
别的都不重要。
All other things are not important.
如何预备好自己迎接主的再来，这个才是最重要。
Preparing yourselves to await the Lord's return is the most important thing.
所以在这首歌里面呢，就不仅提到主的再来，有很多地方提醒我们是如何预备自己的再来。
So not only does this hymn talk about the Lord's return, but preparing ourselves for the Lord's return.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的知道如何预备自己吗？
Do we really know that we how to prepare ourselves?
这实在是一件非常非常重要的事。
This truly is a very, very important thing.
今天早晨呢，我要借这首诗歌呢，和弟兄姊妹相互之间一同来勉励。
So this morning, I want to encourage others through this hymn.
我请弟兄姊妹预备好你的圣经啊，我们会读很多经文的。
And get your Bibles ready because we'll probably read a lot of verses.
那么，我们知道。圣经中哈，有关主再来的这个预言呢，非常多的。
There are many prophecies about the Lord's second coming in the Bible.
你知道很有趣的一件事情呢，有人找出来说呢，一共有318处经文。
And some people have found that there are 318 verses regarding it.
我为什么提318呢？
Why do I bring up this 318?
因为我家的门牌号码就是318。
Because my house number is 318.
如果你到西雅图来我家的话呢
？If you come to my house in Seattle,
你站在门前上面一个318大三个大字。
Stand in front of it, you'll see the three large numbers 318.
当然这是一个巧合了啊。
And obviously this is a coincidence.
但是呢，这个对我常常是提醒。
But this often is a reminder for me.
318就说明主要来。
This 318 reminds you that the Lord is coming soon.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们今天实在需要被提醒啊。
So brothers and sisters, you truly have to be reminded.
我想我们在圣经在主的话语里面啊，必须要。清清楚楚的知道主给我们应许要再来。
In the Bible and in his words, we have to clearly know that he promised that he would come again.
那我想我们先读两处简单的圣经啊，弟兄姊妹比较熟悉的啊。
Let's first read two verses that we should be familiar with.
我们先看约翰福音十四章
，John Chapter 14，
第三节
，Verse 3。
这里说：“我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。”
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
另外呢，《使徒行传》。
And the next is Acts.
使徒行传第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们读十一节。
And we'll read verse 11.
这是天使说的话，加利利人呐、啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
Who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.
我想弟兄姊妹，这两节圣经已经很清楚告诉我们主要回来的。
Both of these verses clearly tell us that the Lord will return again.
那么在这个诗歌的第一节里面啊。
And then also in the first verse of the hymn.
这里说遥望主来心迫切今知应许。
Lord, thy return is our
okay,
And thy promise is now at hand.
那弟兄姊妹们我们知道从头一个世纪
And we know that from the previous century, first century,
就知道主再来的应许。
The apostles knew of the promise of the Lord's return.
很多人以为说在他们的日子主就回要回来。
Many people believe that in their time the Lord will return.
所以你看见在他们的书信中间呢，提到主再来的经文很多。
And so that in their books they would talk about the Lord's return a lot.
他们真是渴望主回来。
And they really awaited and wanted the Lord to come back.
他们也活在主再来的光中。
And they lived in the light of the Lord's return.
但是我们知道两千年过去了，主还没有来。
But we know that 2,000 years passed and the Lord still hasn't come back.
从前呢，我也以为说呢，哎呀，主回来恐怕还很遥远。
At one point, I also thought that the Lord's return would be very far away.
所以我们看见两千年教会历史中无数的圣徒们，他们遥望着主再来。
And throughout history, many saints are all awaiting the Lord's return.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们今天的圣徒不一样。
But today our saints are different.
所以这里说呢，今知应许在眼前。
And we see that the promise now is at hand.
你们为什么这样说呢？
Why do we say this?
我想关于主的再来啊。
When we talk about the Lord's return,
用两种不同的方式啊，大家可以来知道。
And there are two ways that people know about this.
今天呢，大部分的讲这个预言的很多都是根据兆头。
Many people talk about these prophecies according to the signs.
比方说现在这个 pandemic 全地来了，我们知道这是一个大的兆头。
Or like the pandemic here across all the earth, we know that this is This is a sign.
教会历史上很多人根据兆头来讲主的再来。
So many people talk about the Lord's return in terms of the signs.
但是呢，我们发现最后都没有应验啊。
But we see that they haven't been accomplished yet.
我想你过去也听过人讲说，哇，现在这个红月亮，那很多人就讲红月亮。
Or some people talk about the red moon.
所以呢，根据兆头好像不够确定。
So it seems like going according to the signs is not definite enough.
的确，这些兆头也提醒我们是主要来的。
These signs are a reminder of the Lord's return.
那么有第二种的方式啊。
But there's also another method.
关于主的再来。
Another method regarding the Lord's return.
他们是根据圣经的预言来说的。
And they go according to the prophecies in the Bible.
我们知道这个圣经中有很多的预言，好几百处预言啊，重要预言。
We know that there are hundreds of prophecies in the Bible.
那么最近来了，有一位年长的弟兄常常提醒我们。
And there was an elderly brother who often reminded us.
当然，有很多读经的人也提醒我们。
And many of those who are Bible scholars remind us as well. Most of the prophecies have been fulfilled.
大概还剩下二十几个预言呢，还没有应验。
And that there are around 20 prophecies that haven't been fulfilled yet.
但是下一个要应验的预言,
but the next prophecy to be fulfilled
就是主的再来,
is the Lord's second coming.
啊, 并且呢, 在这个预言里面有活着被提的应许。
And that in this prophecy, there is a promise of those being lifted.
所以呢, 当我得到这个信息啊,
and so when I receive this message,
哇,我里面就非常的受激励啊。I
felt very strengthened and encouraged in me.
因为根据预言讲主的再来是更确定。Because
it's more definite to talk about the Lord's return according to the prophecies.
所以我们要很小心今天主的回来是随时会回来。Because
the Lord could return at any time.
不晓得也许下个时刻就回来了。It
could be at the next moment that he'll come again.
我们不知道,
and we don't know.
但是这个提醒实在是太好了。
This truly is a good reminder for us.
所以现在我知道应许就在眼前。So
we know that this promise is at hand.
我不必再遥望主来了。We
don't no longer have to long for await the Lord's coming.
所以这个是一个非常重要的一个提醒。And
so this is a very important reminder.
所以呢, 下面说了，束紧心思做准备。
And then it says to prepare the loins of our mind.
我们知道这句这个呢是出自彼得前书，大家看彼得前书第一章。
This is from First Peter chapter 1.
第13节。
Verse 13.
保罗，彼得告诉我们，所以要束。 约束你们的心，原文是束上你们心中的腰带，谨慎自守，盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。Therefore,
gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以彼得告诉我们，我们要等候主的显现，要把心思把它束紧，用腰带把它束紧。
So Peter tells us that as we're awaiting the revelation of Jesus Christ to gird up the loins of our mind.
我们知道这个腰带呢, 就是真理,
and the loins is the truth.
就我们脑子里面啊, 要充满的真理,
so that our minds have to be full of the truth.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道我们人的心思是最难控制的东西,
we know that our mind and thoughts are the most hard to control.
它有时候很分散,
often they go everywhere.
如果你的心思涣散,
if our mind and thoughts are everywhere,
那么你属灵的生活一定是非常的涣散,
then the same way your spiritual life will be everywhere.
因为我们常常讲你怎么想你就怎么活着, 对不对?
Because how you think is how you'll live.
所以你如果把心思用真理把它束紧了,
if we're able to gird up our thoughts and minds with the truth,
那么你的生活呢, 就能够有好的预备。
Then your life will also be prepared well.
那么，束紧心思，做准备，要应以上面的事为念。To
prepare the loins of our mind to think on things above.
所以哥罗西书第三章,
Colossians chapter 3.
保罗劝我们，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Paul asks us to think on things above and not things on earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 现在如果我们还像世人一样站在那思想吃什么喝什么穿什么玩什么，到哪里去赚钱，弟兄姊妹已经不划算。And
so if we still think about like how everyone else says what we eat, what we drink, what we wear, this is not worth it.
我们要学会以上面的事为念。
We have to know how to think of things above.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是一个提醒啊，一个激励。And
this is a reminder, a strength for us.
这里说，我再念一遍：遥望主来，心迫切，今知应许在眼前， 束紧心思，做准备，应以上面事为念。
And I'll read the verse again. Lord, thy return is our plea, thy promise now is at hand. Prepare the loins of our mind to think on things above.
这个时间是非常的紧迫。
This time is very urgent.
我心中啊，常常有时候心里面一点点的忧虑啊。
Oftentimes, I may have a worry in my heart.
我们感觉整个世界很悖逆，
We feel that the entire world and earth is very wicked.
他们不敬畏主。
They're rebellious against the Lord.
但是呢，今天地上的教会啊，好像在沉睡。
But today on earth, the churches also seem to be sleeping.
你看见各处的圣徒好像都在睡觉。
It seems like many saints everywhere are sleeping.
我们对眼前的事物好像，除了像世人一样担心，希望这个疫情赶快过去，除了这个之外，好像我们对属灵的事情的这个感觉呢，不够清楚啊。
Besides worrying about things like the pandemic passing away, it seems like we are not clear enough on spiritual things.
愿主的灵做工，
May the Spirit of God, work in us.
让我们呢学会呢，现在以上面的事，以永远的事为念啊。
That we may seek on the things above that are eternal.
所以这个第一节呢，就是给我们一个提醒激励
So this first verse is a reminder and encouragement for us.
啊，然后第二节啊，这里说主话岂是甚明朗，头上不可缺膏油，衣服应当是洁白，殷勤追求不懈怠。
And then the second verse, thy word is clearly revealed, anoint our heads with thy oil, in spotless robes of white, with diligence we press on.
我们请弟兄姊妹哈，看传道书。第九章。传道书第九章。
Chapter 9.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这里说，你的衣服当时常洁白，你头上也不要缺少膏油。
Here it says, let your garments always be white and let your head lack no oil.
这里这节圣经很特别啊，很奇特。
This verse here is very special.
提醒我们两件重要的事情。
It reminds us of two very important things.
第一个，你衣服要洁白。
The first is that your garments have to be white.
第二件事情是，头上不可缺少膏油。
And the second is that we cannot let our head be lacking of oil.
这是主的话。
This is the word of God.
这是主清清楚楚的话。
This is what the Lord has clearly told us.
所以我们说主话岂是甚明朗，非常的清楚，他没有隐瞒什么。
So here we see the Lord's word is clearly revealed. He hasn't hidden anything.
主明显的告诉我们。
He has clearly told us.
这里有两件事情。
That there are two things here.
如果你能做到了。
If you're able to do these things,
那么你就是在主面前有了好的预备，可以迎接主。
Then you prepared well before the Lord and can await him.
啊，那么我把这两节圣经呢稍微的次序调整了一下啊。
And I want to change the order of this verse a little bit.
我们先讲头上不可缺膏油。
We first said that our anoint our heads that they cannot lack in oil.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道今天基督徒顺着膏油的生活是多么的重要。
It's very important for Christians to follow life of following the anointing.
啊，那这个马太福音呢，25章。
And then Matthew chapter 25.
啊，那么那里提醒我们有十个童女。
Here it talks about the 10 virgins.
有五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙的。
Five of them are wise and five of them are foolish.
他们中间的差别在哪里呢？
So what is the difference between them?
就这个聪明的灯里面预备了油。
The five who are wise prepared oil on their lamps.
而这个愚拙的呢，他没有预备油。
But the foolish ones didn't prepare oil.
你知道按照圣经的读圣经的人啊，的解释呢， 这十个童女呢，都是指的已经过去的圣徒，已经死了的圣徒。
According to those who understand the Bible, these 10 virgins are referring to those who've already passed.
因为圣经告诉我们说呢，主迟延说他们都睡了啊，
Because it tells us that when the Lord came, that they were sleeping.
就说呢，这是指的以往过去的圣徒。
Because it talks about those saints who've already passed away.
那么我们知道过去圣徒有多少，数不尽的，对不对？
And so we can't count how many past saints there were.
但是这么多圣徒中间呢，分成两种情形，一个是聪明的，一个是不聪明的。
But within all of these saints, there's two groups, those who were foolish and those who were wise.
啊，那个聪明呢，就灯里面预备了油。
Those who are wise prepare oil for their lamps.
弟兄姊妹，这个比喻真是有极大的恩典。
There's truly so much grace in this parable.
这告诉我们说，今天呢，主在我们身上注意我们是什么呢？是器皿中有没有油。
It shows us what the Lord wants to see is if we have oil in our vessels and our lamps.
比方说，我们提到过去的圣徒。
When we talk about these past saints,
哦，我们讲到摩西。
We talk about Moses.
哎呀，摩西能够叫红海开，能带领以色列百姓离开埃及。
That Moses could part the Red Sea and lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
40年在旷野。
And the 40 years in the wilderness.
哇，他们做了这么大的功，对吧？
That he did this great work.
那么到了新约时代。
And then we come to the New Testament time.
彼得一传福音，3000人、5000人得救。
When Peter preached the gospel, 3,000, 5,000 people were saved.
保罗能够写出13篇的这个书信，讲到神的启示。
And that Paul could write 13 books about the revelations from God.
他们在世上都为主做了很多的功，对不对？
Did all this work on earth for the Lord.
当然还有很多其他人，我不需要一一的举啊。
And many other people that I won't name.
但是马太福音25章给我们一个重要的提醒。
But then Matthew 25 gives us a very strong reminder.
就是主没有看他们身上为主做多大的功，有多大的恩赐，有多大的作为。主是看什么？器皿中有没有油。
It tells us that the Lord didn't look at what they did, their gifts or how much they did, but whether they had oil in their lamps.
哇，这个对我们这些啊没有恩赐、软弱的弟兄姊妹来讲，实在是个大福音呢，对不对？
And so for us who are weak and we don't have gifts, this is a very great gospel for us.
你不需要像彼得一样的要去传福音，3000人、5000人得救。
We don't have to preach like and so that 3,000, 5,000 are saved.
你不一定有多大的启示。
Or we don't have to have these great revelations.
你也不一定是什么一病赶鬼的事情。
Or we don't have to heal the sick or drive out demons.
你只要做一件事情。
You only have to do one thing.
就是呢，在器皿中预备膏油。
It's to prepare the anointed oil in your vessel.
我们知道，圣经里面还有很宝贵的话讲到啊。
And there are also other precious words in the Bible.
箴言里面讲到，人的灵就是耶和华的灯。
And in Proverbs it talks about how the light, the human spirit is the lamp of the Lord.
Yeah. 这个呢，就是说呢，今天时代很黑暗。但是你里面要有灯点着。
It's to say that there are darkness in the times now, but we should have this lamp, this light inside of us.
我们知道古代的这个人是用油灯的啊。
And the old time people used oil lamps.
他们用一个器皿承接很多的油。
And they would use a vessel to hold a lot of oil.
然后呢，用一个灯芯呢，那么把那个灯点着。
And then they would use the wick to light the oil.
就是有油，灯就亮了。
And so if there's oil in the lamp, the light can be lit.
弟兄姊妹，我们的灵是耶和华的灯。
Our spirit is a lamp of the Lord.
这个灯如果要亮，里面一定要有丰满的膏油。
In order for this lamp to be lit, there has to be full of oil.
所以这告诉我们，今天呢，我们要注意我们灵里面的光景。
So we have to be careful of our spiritual perspective situation.
如果人灵里面的灯不亮呢，就人的灵就黑暗了，那很可怕。
If the lamp in the spirit is not lit, then we'll be in darkness. This is very scary.
我们知道我们的灵是跟神之间有交通的。
Our spirit is able to fellowship with God.
那么今天神在地上呢，要寻找交通。
And the Lord wants to find this fellowship with us on earth.
就是要找那些灵里面的光景是美好的情况来交通。
He wants to find those where the lamp and the spirit is in a good situation.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道啊，地上的教会中啊。
And we know that on the churches on earth.
如果没有一个人的灵跟神之间能有交通的话呢。
If nobody's spirit can fellowship with God.
就听不见神的声音呢。
They were unable to hear the voice of God.
那全地就黑暗了。
And then the entire world would be in darkness.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
所以呢，我们要叫我们的这个器皿中充满着膏油。
So we have to fill our vessels with this anointing oil.
啊，这是今天呢，你也不需要花多大的代价。
You don't have to pay such a big price.
圣经告诉我们，你要到那个卖油的人那里去买啊。
You have to go buy oil from the one who is selling it.
啊。我们知道圣灵是乐意把这个膏油充满在我们里面。
We know the Spirit wants to fill us with this anointing oil.
这说明今天呢，在你的生活中啊，弟兄姊妹，你越多顺服膏油，你就越多得着膏油。
That means that in our life, the more we obey the teaching of the anointing, the more we'll receive this anointing oil.
我们把这个约翰一书的这个话，第二章的话再读一下，好吧？
And we'll read some from 1 John chapter 2.
27, 28节。
Verses 27 and 28.
约翰一书二章27、28节。你们从主所受的恩膏长存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，是由主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于羞愧。
But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him.That when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming.
所以呢，我们要保持器皿中有膏油。
So you have to make sure that there is oil in our vessel.
每早晨起来祷告一下。
Every morning as we pray.
主啊，愿你用膏油充满我。
Lord, may you fill me with this anointing oil.
那么弟兄姊妹就放心的去过一天的生活。
And then you cannot worry and live your life.
晚上睡觉之前
，and then at night before you sleep，
主啊，求你用膏油充满我。
Again, ask the Lord to fill you with the anointing oil。
你就放心睡觉
，and then you can sleep。
主夜里来了，你也不用怕。
And that even if he comes in the night, you will not be afraid。
那马太福音25章讲，你去买膏油什么意思？就是稍微付一点点的代价。
In Matthew 25, when it talks about buying oil, we have to pay a little price.
就是在你的生活中。
And so this is in your life.
你要跟着膏油走。
You have to obey the anointing.
你说话跟着膏油。
When you speak, you have to follow the anointing.
你做事跟着膏油。
And what you do, you should also follow the anointing.
有些话主叫你说，你就说。
If the Lord asks you to say something, say it.
有主叫你不要说，你就不要说。
Or the Lord asks you not to say it, don't say it.
主叫你去你就去，主不叫你去你就不要去。
If the Lord doesn't ask you to go, don't. Or if He does, then do go.
你越多跟随膏油
，the more that you follow and obey this anointing，
你就越多得着膏油
，and the more of the anointing oil you'll receive.
我相信弟兄姊妹都有这样的经验。
I believe that all of you, many of you, have had this experience.
比方说我们在擘饼聚会啊，或者祷告聚会的时候。
For example, on the Lord's table or at a prayer meeting.
圣灵感动你。
When the Spirit touches you,
你要顺服,
you have to obey it.
你一顺服,
and then when you obey it,
你就得膏油了,
and you will receive this anointing oil.
所以弟兄姊妹很重要啊。
So this is very important.
一定要让你的器皿中满了膏油。
You have to let your vessel be full of the anointing oil.
那么这里说呢，特别说你的头上不可以缺膏油。
And here, especially says that your head cannot lack this oil.
也告诉我们，我们的心思意念要受高油的约束。
And this means that our mindset and our thoughts have to be controlled by this anointing oil.
你知道，这是约翰在晚年的时候呢，给神的儿女们最有恩典的话语。
And the most gracious words that John gave to us in his late years.
就是你刚刚蒙恩得救，你都可以做到的。
Something that you can do immediately after you're saved.
啊，因为过去呢，有很多时候弟兄们提到这个得胜的经历啊。
Because many people may bring up the experience of overcoming.
哇，他们用保罗的经历，用彼得的经历，讲到得胜的经历。
They talk about this overcomer experiences through Paul and through Peter.
我每次一听啊，我就很失望。
And whenever I hear these things, I lose hope.
我说我此生无望。
And I say that I have no way, I have no hope to do this.
我要花这么大的代价呢，追求得胜，我怎么可能呢？
And to pay such a great price to overcome, how could I do this?
有一个弟兄讲得很好。
And one brother said this very well.
你这一生再怎么努力，你也赶不上保罗。
Then your life, no matter how hard you work, you can't catch up to Paul.
是吧？我们一看见他们，我们觉得我们算根本没希望，对不对？
When we see them, we feel like we ourselves have no hope.
但是感谢主，约翰的话带来了盼望。
But thank God that John's words gave us hope.
请弟兄姊妹记得。
Anyway, brothers and sisters, remember.
只要器皿中有膏油就可以了。
It's enough if you have oil in your vessels.
神没有叫我们做这个做那个做一大堆，没有。
And if you do all these other things,
所以希望每个弟兄姊妹都记得。
And so may every brother and sister remember.
器皿中要有膏油。
You have to have oil in your vessel.
我想我的时间呢，不容许我这个讲的再详尽啊。
And my time doesn't permit you to go more detail about this.
因为这些过去呢，都是好几篇的信息，今天汇集在一起的。
Because I'm putting together many messages today.
所以我必须往下讲啊。
So I have to continue.
这里第二件重要的事情。
And the next important thing here.
就是你的衣服应当是洁白的。
That your garments have to be white.
和弟兄姊妹读两处圣经吧。
And then we'll read two more verses.
我们看这个启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章。为了时间缘故，我就读十四节就可以了。启示录第七章十四节。
So I read Revelation chapter 7 verse 14.
这里我对他，这个我就是约翰，那个他就是长老。我对他说，我主，你知道，他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净。
So this is John talking to the elder, and I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
然后我们看十九章。
And then chapter 19.
十九章。第七节，第八节。
Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 and 8.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。刮胡里面是细麻衣，就是圣徒所行的义。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
这里很清楚给我们看见这个衣服啊，是指着我们圣徒所行的义说的。
It here clearly tells us that the clothes, the linen, is the righteous acts of the saints.
以赛亚曾经说过啊。
Isaiah once said,
人的义也如同污秽的衣服一样。
That the righteousness of people is like the filthy rags.
那么所以呢，我们在世上没有一个义人。
And so there's no righteous person on earth.
我们都知道， 就着我们的行为来讲，那真的是，这个是不仅是污秽，很多的斑点，是吧？
And so we know that according to our own actions, that it's filthy, it's full of spots and blemishes.
但是将来主来的时候呢？
But then when the Lord returns again,
我们大家都要穿光明洁白的细麻衣来迎接主。
We have to await him in the clean and bright fine linen.
我们怎么能把我们的行为呢，把它弄得洁净呢？
How can our actions be cleansed?
我们都知道很这个基督徒生活中这个是很件困难的事情。
This is a very difficult thing in our Christian life.
我们要能变得没有瑕疵，衣服是洁净的，不容易，对不对？
How can we be without blemish? How can we be cleansed? This is a hard thing.
但是在启示录十三章那里啊，
But in Revelation 13,
约翰看见了很多的人都穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
He saw many people wearing this clean and bright fine linen.
约翰就问那个长老了，他们衣服怎么会洁净的呢？
And so he asked the elder, how can they be, how can they be cleansed? How can they be clean?
这个长老告诉他说呢，他们的衣服所以洁净，是因羔羊的血把它洗得洁净。
And he tells them that it's white because it's by the blood of the lamb.
我们知道弟兄姊妹，在旧约圣经里面，这个光明洁白的细麻衣，这是祭司的礼服，对不对？
We know that in the Old Testament, this bright, clean linen is what the priest wore.
但是在启示录十九章告诉我们，这也是什么？这也是羔羊心腹的礼服。
But in Revelation 19, it tells us that's what the bride of the Lamb is wearing.
今天很多弟兄姊妹常常祷告啊。
Many brothers and sisters will pray.
主啊，让我们教会像心腹装饰整齐，迎接主的再来，对吧？
That the church can be the bride adorned, ready for His coming.
怎么装饰呢？
So how are we able to adorn ourselves this way?
啊，启示录十九章告诉我们，就穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
Here it tells us to be arrayed in this fine linen, clean and bright.
就是要把我们的行为呢，把它洁净。
So that our actions can be cleansed.
这个是一个好像对我们来讲是很困难的。
And this is a very hard thing for us.
我也知道在教会里有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
I know in the church there are many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
他们为了追求圣洁的生活。
And they want to live this holy life.
这个不碰，那个不碰，什么都不敢碰啊。
To not touch anything.
我不知道我有没有曾经跟你们讲过一个很好笑的事情。
And I don't know if I've told you this is a funny thing.
有一次我去看一个弟兄。
I went to go see a brother.
我们两个人交通到了中午了。
And so we're talking and I came to lunchtime.
一个弟兄就跟我讲，他孙弟兄对不起。
And he says, brother son, I'm sorry.
他说因为我的姊妹啊，追求做圣洁的妇人。
Because my wife wants to be a holy person.
他说呢，圣洁的妇人是不可以进厨房的。
That this a holy wife cannot go into the kitchen.
所以今天中午啊，我就不能请你在家里吃饭。
So this lunch, I can't invite you to eat with us.
哇，我从来没听说过啊。但是你知道，这都是爱主的人哦。
And I had never heard of this, but these are people that love the Lord.
哇，以前呢，爱主到一个地步啊，这个不仅电影不能看，电视不能看，报纸不能读，连读者文摘也不能读。
And so, people they couldn't watch movies, shows, and they couldn't even watch TV or read the Reader's Digest.
那弟兄姊妹，我不太容易做到，我不知道你了，你能不能做到
？And I don't think I can do this. I don't know if you can.
追求得胜生活要这么样的，这样这个这真是太苦了，对不对啊？做基督徒太苦了，对不对
？So it would be so hard and bitter to live this type of Christian life.
这里告诉我们
，But here it tells us，
你无论怎样做都不圣洁。
But no matter what you do, you will not be holy or cleansed.
哥林多前书第一章里面告诉我们，只有基督是我们的圣洁。
And First Corinthians tells us that only Jesus is our holiness.
所以圣洁呢是一个性质的问题，不是一个作为的问题、做法的问题、行为的问题。
So this holiness and righteousness is not a matter of our actions.
那我们怎么样使我们的衣服能洁净呢？
So how can our clothes be cleansed?
弟兄姊妹们，我们这个再把这个约翰一书的话稍微的读一下，好不好？
Let's see, read some words from First John.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第九节。
And then we'll read verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以我们今天的衣服的洁净是靠着羔羊的血。
In order to cleanse our garments, it's through the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太宝贵的一件事情。
This is truly such a precious thing.
今天呢，我们能够过圣洁的生活，不是因为我们自己啊。
Today we're able to live this holy life is not through ourselves.
那是因为基督啊。
But because of Christ.
只有基督是我们的圣洁，对吧？
That only Christ is our righteousness and holiness.
所以，一经过主的血洁净了，我们的衣服就洁白了。
And so through his blood he's able to cleanse us and our clothes are able to be white.
你知道这里面包含了神极大的恩典在里面。
This and, encapsulates his great grace.
那么在希伯来书第八章第十章里面有这样的话，我不读了啊。
And with the talks about this here in Hebrews 8.
那里告诉我们说他是引用旧约圣经的话。
And here is using the words from the Old Testament.
神说我不再纪念他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的过犯。
It's like he'll no longer remember their actions, their transgressions.
这个怎么能做到的呢？
And how can this happen?
还是靠着羔羊的血。
It's through the blood of the lamb.
那个不再纪念那几个字啊。
When it says that they'll no longer remember.
原文简单的说就我忘记了。可以忘记。
The original meaning is that they'll forget.
哇，弟兄姊妹们，神能够忘记我们的罪啊。
That God is able to forget our sins.
这是多么大的福气啊，对不对？
How great of a blessing is this?
我想今天主再来，我们最害怕的一件事情是什么？
What is the thing that we're most afraid of when we talk about the Lord's second coming?
在主的光中，把你一生所犯的罪，统统给你显明出来了。
And that in his light he will reveal all the sins that you've done.
但是圣经告诉我们，神可以忘记我们的罪。
But the Bible tells us that God can forget our sins.
要经过主的血洁净，神就说我忘记了。
Through his blood he'll cleanse us and then God says that he'll forget it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是很大的一个福音啊。
And this is a very great gospel.
为什么神能忘记呢？
Why is God able to forget it?
所以有一个弟兄解释得很好。
One brother explained it very well.
他说因为神的智慧是完全的智慧。
Because the wisdom of God is complete.
他可以完全记得也可以完全忘记。
He's able to completely remember and completely forget.
我们这个堕落的智慧啊，不管你多聪明啊，他不可能做到，对不对？
But for our fallen wisdom, no matter how smart you are, we can't do that.
我们呢可以赦免，但是不能忘记。
We can forgive, but we cannot forget.
我们的思想是该记得没记住，不该记得记得牢牢的。
We often remember the things that we don't want to remember and forget the things that we should remember.
这是人堕落的思想，对吗？
So this is the thoughts and mindset of our fallen people.
比方说有个弟兄得罪我了。
For example, if another brother wrongs you.
我靠主的恩典，我说弟兄好，我赦免你。
And through God's grace, we said that we forgive this brother.
但是我每次看见他，我都想起他怎么得罪我，对不对？
Every time I see him, I remember how they wronged me.
那没办法忘记的。
I have no way to forget this.
但是对于神来讲不是的。
But this is not the same for God.
要经过主的血洁净。
But we're cleansed through his blood.
神就完全忘记。
Then God will completely forget.
比方说我们的罪啊，在主面前像都是记录下来的，一本一本的记录下来的，对吧？
For example, there are notebooks full of our sins that God has recorded.
我们连心思意念，我们的言语所犯的罪，神都记录的。
Any sins of our thoughts or of our words are all recorded.
但是哪一天圣灵感动你？
But one day when the Spirit touches you,
告诉你说你这件事情做错了。
And he tells you that you've done this thing wrong.
你马上到主面前去认主啊，求你赦免我。
And you come before the Lord and say, please will you forgive me?
你要认啊。
You have to repent and acknowledge, confess.
然后呢，神就用他儿子的血就把这条就给你抹掉了。
And that you will use his son's blood to cover, wipe out these things.
再也没有了。
And that they no longer will have these things.
弟兄姊妹好不好啊？
How great is this?
对不对？所以今天呢，我们要祷告求主来搜寻我们，把我们里面所有的败坏、得罪神、得罪人的，统统把它对付清楚。
And that today we want the Lord to suggest to us that all the things that we've done wrong to people, all the wrong things you said, that all will be repent for those.
这样你就可以穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
So that you can wear this bright and clean fine linen.
所以教会如同心腹要准装饰整齐，是这样来装饰的。
And that the church, which is a new bride, can be adorned like this. This is how you adorn themselves.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这两件事情你牢记了啊。
And so we have to clearly remember these two things.
第一个，器皿中要满了膏油。
The first is that our vessels had to be full of the anointing oil.
第二个，衣裳要洁白。
And the second is that our garments have to be white.
我在说，每一个基督徒都可以做到的。
Every Christian is able to do these things.
所以呢，后面的话就说，殷勤追求，不懈怠。
With diligence, we press on.
在这两件事情上面。
In these two matters,
我们要殷勤追求。
We have to diligently press on.
每天在主的跟前仰望主，把我们的器皿中满了膏油。
Every day that we have to go before the Lord and fill our vessel with this anointing oil.
仰望圣灵的光照。
To look upon to the light of the Spirit.
把所有不义的、错误的、犯罪事情通通对付清楚。
That we may deal with all the unrighteousness, all the sins.
那么弟兄姊妹，主回来的时候。
Because the return of the Lord, that we are able to wait him.
马太福音二十五章告诉我们呢。
Matthew 25.
是进天国。
We're entering into this kingdom of heaven.
Heavenly kingdom.
Heavenly kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，希望我们记住这个事情啊。
May we remember these things.
对不起，这个我时间不够，我你们我还可以再交通吗？可以啊，那我们要把第三节再把它交通啊。
And now I want to also continue sharing about verse 3.
第三节说与神同行，学以诺，心存敬畏，如挪亚。
It says, as Enoch walked with God, as Noah feared the Lord.
那么请弟兄姊妹打开创世纪。
May we open Genesis?
创世纪第五章。
Chapter 5. Enoch lived 65 years and had Methuselah. After he had Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
我们再看一处这个希伯来书第十一章第五节。
And then Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了，只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
我们知道以诺是一个活着被提的人。
We know that Enoch was someone who lived and then was taken.
所以在人类历史刚开头的时候。
And so in the beginning of human history,
神就告诉我们有活着被提的事情。
He tells us that there are people who are taken while they're alive.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你羡不羡慕啊？
I don't know if you guys are envious of this.
我常常在主面前祷告啊。
I often pray before the Lord.
我说主啊，不管我呢活得好与不好，健康或者疾病，你保守我能够活着被提就可以了。
I often pray that no matter how well I lived, whether I'm sick or healthy, I want to be taken while I'm alive.
哇，这是荣耀的盼望。
This is a glorious hope.
你记得路加福音记载一个人叫做西面吗？
In the book of Luke, it talks about someone named Simeon.
他不肯死啊。
He wasn't willing to die.
因为他眼睛要看见救主。
Because he wanted to see with his eyes the Messiah.
结果神也成全他。
And then the Lord did fulfill this for him.
所以我这些年呢，常常对一些年长的生病的弟兄姊妹告诉他说，要有这个心愿。
And I often tell those elders who are sick that you have to have this hope.
我说主啊，不管如何，活着被提。
And that you want to be taken while you're alive.
尼诺给我们做了一个榜样，他活着被提。
And that Enoch was this example that he was taken while he was still alive.
那么尼诺怎么会能活着被提呢？
How was he able to be? How did this happen to him?
我们都知道他与神同行三百年。
We know that he walked with the Lord for 300 years.
很多人读圣经的研究啊，这个以诺怎么能活着被提呢？
For those who read the Bible, they asked how could Enoch live and then was taken when he was alive by God.
圣经告诉我们说呢，当以诺生了马土沙拉之后，他就开始起来与神同行。
It says that after he had Methuselah, that's when he walked with God.
他那个时候65岁。
And at this time, he was 65 years old.
那说明前面65岁他没有与神同行，是65岁开始的。
But this means that he didn't walk with the Lord before he was 65, only after.
有很多人想说呢，可能是这个马土沙拉呢，也是一个原因啊。
Some people have said that Methuselah is the reason why.
我们知道马土沙拉死的时候，就是神用洪水灭世的时候。
After Methuselah dies, when the Lord came with the great flood.
但是你知道马祖沙拉活了很久啊，969年呢。
But Methuselah lived a long time for a 900.
那个还是非常遥远的事情啊。
And so this was a very far thing.
将近差不多快1000年以后的事情。
It was something almost 1000 years later.
我们就想他怎么可能以诺受这么大的一个冲击，他就开始 awakening 的一个醒悟了呢？
So how does something so far away and awaken Enoch to walk with God?
这是大部分读经的人啊，都觉得这是一个可以的解释。
The most people who read the Bible think this is an explanation for that.
我想这个解释可能也有它的道理啊。
And I think that this explanation does have its reasoning.
今天早晨我告诉你另外一个原因。
I want to give you another reason this morning.
如果你读这个犹大书的时候。
If you read Judah.
Jude. Jude. 这个圣经只有一章圣经的。
And there's only one chapter.
啊，那么这里呢提到了以诺。
Here also brings up Enoch.
他说以诺呢是这个亚当的第七代的孙子。
It says that Enoch was the seventh from Adam.
然后呢他说了一个重要的预言。
And then it's an important prophecy.
讲到将来的情况。
About what the situation is to come.
这说明什么呢？
So what does it say?
说明以诺里面有先知的灵。
This means that Enoch has the spirit of a prophet in him.
哦，这里提醒了我们。
And so here this reminds us.
我们灵里面的光景才是最重要的。
The situation in our spiritual life is what's important.
你看人类历史中啊，这么多人生孩子，生了半天也没有人像以诺一样有这么个醒悟，对不对？
In history, many people have sons and daughters, but no one had someone like Enoch.
所以我觉得以诺是灵里面的故事。
So Enoch is a story of our spiritual inner life.
如果你的灵是刚强的，
If your spirit is strong,
你的灵是活泼的。
And that your spirit is alive and lively.
神可以用你生活中最小的事对你说话。
Then God can talk to you in even the smallest things of your life.
弟兄姊妹们，这才是一个重要的原因。
This is the important reason.
所以我们前面讲，你器皿中一定要有膏油。
So as we said earlier, you have to have the anointing oil in your vessel.
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢主啊。
And so thank God.
以诺的灵是活的。
That the spirit of Enoch was alive.
所以呢，神呢，给他一点点感动，他就起来与神同行。
So when the Lord touched him even a little, he got up and walked with the Lord.
我们知道这个与神同行呢，这是有很大的讲究的。
There are a lot of specifics about walking with God.
圣经告诉我们，我们人都是偏行己路的，对吧？
The Bible tells us that people always they walk in their own way.
所以今天呢，如果你要与神同行，你一定要放下你的己，是吧？
And so in order to walk with God, you have to put down yourself.
你不走自己的路，你才能与神同行。
You cannot walk your own way, and then you can walk with God.
啊，今天神要往那边走，你要往这边走，是不可能同行。
You can't walk with God if He wants to go one way and you want to go the other way.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要放下我们的自己。
And so we have to deny and put down ourselves.
以诺放下自己，所以就跟神走。好，你神你怎样走，我就怎样走。
Enoch put down himself and he walked however God wanted to walk.
啊，所以第一个重要提醒，我们要放下自己。
So the first important reminder is to put down and deny ourselves.
不走自己的路。
To not walk our own way.
那么弟兄姊妹，有很多时候我们不走自己的路啊，我们会走别人的路啊。
But sometimes if we don't walk our own way, we'll walk somebody else's way.
是吧？你看今天教，我们不要讲外邦人，教会历史中间多少人走别人的路啊。
Not even to talk about Gentiles, but in church history, how many people have walked other people's ways?
哇，那个人有大恩赐，那个人很有才干，很属灵，我们就走他的路了，对不对？
If someone else is very gifted, very talented, spiritual, then we'll follow their way.
啊，基督徒受人的影响是很厉害的。
And that Christians are often influenced by other people.
所以我们看见保罗蒙恩得救之后呢？保罗蒙恩得救之后
after Paul was saved,
他在加拉太书告诉我们，他说不是由于人，我不是跟从任何人的。
In Galatians, he says that he is not following any single person.
他甚至说那些有名望的人并没有加增我什么。
And that those famous people haven't added anything to me.
这不是他骄傲啊，弟兄姊妹，不是骄傲。
This is not something to be proud of.
今天我们要对那些在属灵上能帮助我们的人。我们心存感激，这是对的。
We should be taught and helped by those who are spiritual people.
我们要尊重他们，这是对的。
And we should respect them.
但是呢，你必须与神同行。
However, you must walk with God.
我用简单的话说，即使今天保罗在旁边呢。
And today, even if Paul is next to us.
你跟着保罗一起走。
If you walked with Paul.
你还是要与神同行。
You still have to walk with God.
弟兄姊妹，懂得我的意思吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand what I'm saying?
我们今天不能走人的路。
We cannot walk the way of people.
今天教会历史看见很多的偏离的人跟着人走了。
Many people walk astray are following other people.
啊，你跟着任何的组织走也不行。
Or if you follow any other organization.
当然还有世界的路我们不能走啊。
And we also cannot walk in the ways of the world.
哦，这个时代我们看见很多神的儿女们都跟着世界的路走。
And then we know that in this society, many people are following the ways of the world.
甚至更可怕的人就是跟着魔鬼走。
Or even more scarily, people will follow the way of Satan.
你知道跟着魔鬼走，你说跟魔鬼走多可怕。
And do you know how scary it is to follow the devil?
你不要忘记，跟着魔鬼走啊，可以得名得利啊。
Because when you follow the devil, you could receive power and strength.
你可以发财的，可以享大名的。
You might become famous. You might have riches.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，今天呢，我们要与神同行。你要知道这些东西你不能碰的啊。
And so today, when we walk with God, we know that we cannot touch any of these other things.
所以呢，以诺醒悟过来了，就开始与神同行。
So Enoch was awakened. He walked with God.
并且同行多久？300年。
And that he walked with God for 300 years.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候长时间对我们也是一个考验啊。
And a lot of times, a long period of time is also a test for us.
哎呀，有的时候我们被主复兴一下。
And sometimes we need God to revive us.
哇，走了2个礼拜，还不错。
Or that we walked for 2 weeks. This is pretty good
还有有
already.
人走了半年，
Or half a year.
有人走了一年，
Or even a year.
哎，他就不走了。
But then afterwards, they don't walk with God anymore.
弟兄姊妹们，以诺能够与神同行300年。
Enoch was able to walk with God for 300 years.
弟兄姊妹，你有这样的经历吗？
Have you had this experience?
我们知道跟主走在一起是最快乐的。
It's the most joyful thing to walk with God.
哇，跟人走啊，很麻烦的。
It's very complicated to walk with people.
不管他什么人，
It doesn't matter who it is.
弟兄姊妹，我过去认识很多年长的弟兄姊妹啊，
I've known many elders.
每一个人都有他的个性和脾气的。
Each person has their own personality and temper.
时间久了你就认识他了。
Over time, you know them.
但是呢，你只要跟主走，无论什么时候都是快乐的。
But when you walk with God, no matter at what time, you're joyful.
所以，以诺能走300年呢。
And so Enoch was able to walk with God for 300 years.
那个不爱主的人，常读到就说：“哎呦，好苦啊！那个走300年，好痛苦啊！”这个，
If you don't love God and you read this, you'll say, Oh, how hard it is to do this for 300 years.
你痛苦，你能走300年吗？如果今天我们跟随主，天天都不快乐，整天受压力，整天这个紧张，那你能走得下去吗？对不对？
If it was so torturous and you were not joyful, would you be able to walk for this long?
呀，弟兄姊妹知道就可以了啊！我想我不能再多的形容。
And so I think it's good that you know this, and I can't talk more about this.
300年后，主就把他提走了。
And so after 300 years, the Lord took him.
希伯来书告诉我们了，
And the Hebrews tells us,
他被提去之前呢，已经得着神喜悦他的名证。
That before he was taken, he had already been a testimony that pleased God.
哇，教会历史中没有几个人有这个把握的啊。
There are not many people in church history who have been able to grasp this.
那我们说他这个神喜悦他的名证是什么呢？
And so what does it mean that he pleased God?
就是与神同行。
It was that he walked with God.
那么我们现在再来看挪亚。
And then we'll come and look at Noah.
那请弟兄姊妹呢，再打开创世纪。
And then we'll open Genesis.
创世纪第六章。
Chapter 6.
我们先读这个第，我想我们就读第九节好了。
And we'll read verse 9.
挪亚的后代记在下面，挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人，挪亚与神同行。
This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
第十一节。
And then verse 11.
世界在神面前败坏了，地上满了强暴。
The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
我们看见了挪亚的一家，神对我们说。
So we look at what God tells us through the family of Noah.
因为他们在神跟前这个表现，所以神带他们脱离了人类历史上第一次最重大的审判。
Because how they behaved before God, He was able to deliver them from the first great judgment on earth.
神用洪水要灭世。
That God was going to use a flood to kill all that was on earth.
但是挪亚一家的八口，那么蒙恩。
But Noah's family of eight, they had His grace.
所以挪亚提醒我们。
So then Noah reminds us.
不仅以诺个人。他能够这样蒙恩，挪亚可以带领全家蒙恩。
Not only did Enoch find favor with the Lord, but Noah and his whole family did.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在人类初期的时候
，in that in the beginning of times of the people,
神就借这两个人物在提醒我们呢。
God uses these two people to remind us.
一个可以活着被提
，one person was living and then they were taken up.
一个可以带着全家。逃脱大审判的灾难
，and another can bring his whole family to be delivered from this great judgment.
哇，这是何等的恩典呢
！And what great grace this is.
我们知道，在希伯来书第十一章里面
And we know that in Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章第七节啊，我们读一下。
In verse 7.
挪亚因着信蒙神，只是他动了未见的事，动了敬畏的心。啊，我就读这个啊，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那因信而来的义。
By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
这里有个很重要的提醒，就伊拿、以诺呢，不，挪亚呢，有敬畏神的心，敬畏的心。
And here we are reminded that Noah had this heart of godly fear.
敬畏就是怕的意思。
It's he had fear.
弟兄姊妹们，我感觉到在末后的时代，
And I feel that in these end times,
在教会中有一个东西啊，好像被忽略。
And there's one thing the church has been
我们就看见好像人呢失去敬畏神的心。
This one thing that has been overlooked is this heart of godly fear for the Lord.
人变得越来越胆大妄为。
And people have become more bold in doing their own.
什么都敢做，什么都敢说。
That they're not afraid to do whatever they want, say whatever they want.
没有敬畏主的心。
They don't have this godly fear.
有一个年长弟兄告诉我了。
And one elderly brother has said,
在中国，
this is in China,
三十年代的时候，一九三几年的时候。
In the 1930s,
他说那个时候啊，他们的圣经知识没有我们现在丰富。
They didn't have as much knowledge of the words in the Bible as us.
但是那个时代的圣徒比现代的人敬畏主。
But that those saints from that time were have more godly fear.
因为他们很多事不敢做。
Because there are a lot of things that they were afraid to do.
今天我们看见这个敬畏在神的百姓中间，好像已经失落。
It seems that this godly fear has fallen among the saints.
对，求主给我们有敬畏他的心。
And so may the Lord give us this godly fear for him.
挪亚动了敬畏的心。
Noah was moved with godly fear.
然后呢，他做什么呢？
And then what did he do after that?
他就全家一起开始来造方舟。
He and his whole family started to build this ark.
今天呢，简单的话就说呢，他们以基督为他们的中心呢，生活以基督为中心。
And in simple words, in their life, they made Christ the center.
我们知道造这个方舟不容易啊。
It was not an easy thing to build this ark.
那么一家八口造那么大的一个方舟。
For this family of eight to create such a big ark.
所以读经的人，很多人也觉得说，可能是用了大概120年。
And some people who read the Bible believe that it took 120 years.
一天一天，一天一天，这么开始建起来。
Every day they build it piece by piece.
感谢主，他的三个儿子、三个媳妇也愿意跟着他。
And thank the Lord that his three sons and their wives are all willing to follow him.
诺亚带领他全家蒙恩在神的跟前。
And that Noah was able to bring his whole family to be
pleased in God. 这是多么宝贵的一件事情啊！
What a precious thing this is.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不要光自己爱主，我们要带领我们的孩子们也爱主啊。
We have to not only ourselves love the Lord, but bring our children to love the Lord too.
鼓励他们爱主啊。
To encourage them to love the Lord.
不是一个月，不是一年两年。
Not for a month, 2 months, a year, or 2 years.
要叫他们好好的聚会，好好追求主。
And they should come to the gatherings and to seek the Lord.
我就说长时间是一个考验。
This long period of time is a test for us.
那么我们看见挪亚能够与神同行。
And we saw that Noah was also able to walk with God.
所以呢，他有无限的忍耐，带领全家在主面前跟随主。
And that he had endless patience to bring his whole family with him.
他们的世代比我们更艰难，对不对？
Their time was even harder than ours.
全地都没有人信主啊，等于是这样。
There is no one who believed in God in the world.
只有一家八口信主。
It was just the eight of them who did.
啊，他并且传义道啊，传义道。
And that
preached the righteousness.
He had preached the righteousness.
啊，弟兄姊妹们， 我们今天需要主给我们恩典啊。
Today we need the grace from God.
愿主保守我们和我们的家。
That may He protect us and our families.
当这个大灾难临到的时候。
And then when this great disaster comes.
我们全家能够逃脱这个灾难。
That our entire families are able to escape this.
所以挪亚的敬畏给全家带来祝福。
Noah's godly fear brought blessings to his entire family.
啊，所以主用以诺和挪亚在远古的时代已经给我们做的一个榜样。
Lord has already used Enoch and Noah in the ancient times to be an example for us.
啊，好，我想最后呢，我们把这个这首诗歌最后的两句话把它校对一下。
And then I'll share the last two phrases.
这里说追随羔羊做同伴，同享荣耀锡安山。
So we must follow the Lamb till Zion's glory we share.
请弟兄姊妹看启示录第十四章。
Should we go to Revelation chapter 14?
第一节。
Verse 1.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
Then I looked and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and his father's name written on their foreheads.
第四节。
And then verse 4.
我们读后面的一半就可以了。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
These are the ones who follow the lamb wherever he goes.
在这末后的时代，还有一个重要的提醒，就是要跟随羔羊。
In the end times, another important thing is to follow the Lamb.
这一班人十四万四千人。
And for this 144,000 people,
他们是羔羊的跟随者。
They were the ones who followed the Lamb.
所以有一天，他们要在锡安山上与主同享荣耀。
And that one day on Mount Zion, they'll share in the glory.
他们是羔羊的同伴。
They are the companions of the Lamb.
所以启示录十四章第一节这里也讲到将来最末了的光景的一个形容啊，一种情形。
And in Revelation 14:1, it tells us about this glorious what will happen at the end time.
今天我们巴望主怜悯我们，也能做羔羊的同伴。
And with the Lord's mercy and grace, we can also be the companions of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹都熟悉这句话：羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
And so the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
我们要领会这句话的意思。
We have to understand the meaning of this phrase.
就是主耶稣在地上的时候。
This is when Jesus was on earth.
他无论到哪里他都是羔羊。
Wherever he went, he was a lamb.
啊，在约瑟的家里面是羔羊。
In Joseph's house, he was a lamb.
回到以色列人中是羔羊。
When he returned among the Israelites, he was still the lamb.
进到圣殿里面的时候也是羔羊。
And that in the temple, he was also the lamb.
被人弃绝的时候还是羔羊。
Oh, when he was rebuked by people, he was still the lamb.
被人辱骂的时候也是羔羊。
And then when he was yelled at by people, he was still the lamb.
被钉在十字架上死了也是羔羊。
And then when he was nailed on the cross and died, he was still the lamb.
所以这是主耶稣无论在哪里都是羔羊。
Wherever Jesus is, he is still the lamb.
所以我们要明白什么叫做羔羊无论往哪里去我们都跟随。
So we have to know what it means that we follow the lamb wherever he goes.
他在任何的环境里面都表现羔羊。
And that in any situation he still is a lamb.
所以今天我们一个心智无论在任何环境里面都是羔羊。
And so then we know that no matter what situation he's in, he is still the lamb.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在家中是羔羊。
And today in the homes is a lamb.
有一个姊妹跟我讲，她说：“哎，她说呢，我的先生呢，在家里面是羔羊。”
And so one sister has said that in our house that my husband is a lamb.
但在教会里面厉害的不得了啊，到会骂人的。
And then the church is very powerful too, and will yell at others.
我以为她在家里面很凶，结果她说呢，我的丈夫在家里面是羔羊。
So he says that he's very angry that he's a lamb in the house.
弟兄姊妹，不是说你在家里面是羔羊，你在教会里面也是羔羊。
And so not just in the house, but also in the church.
你去上班也是羔羊。
Or that when you go to work, you're still the lamb.
你去上学也是羔羊。
Or when you go to school.
无论在什么情况的里面，你遭遇了顺境的时候，你表现是羔羊。
And no matter what situation, when you're obeying this and you present as a lamb.
你遭受了逆境，遭受了不好人，人在那里拒绝你、误会你、辱骂你的时候，你还是羔羊。
And it doesn't matter who you encounter, what you encounter, other people are yelling at you or rebuking you, you're still presenting as a lamb.
这样叫做羔羊，无论往哪里去，我们都跟随。
This is what it means that when those who follow the lamb wherever he goes.
那么你就成了羔羊的同伴。
That you become the companion of the lamb.
这样有一天主耶稣基督站在锡安山上的时候。
And so that one day when Jesus Christ is standing on Mount Zion.
我们可以和他同站锡安山。
That we're able to stand together with him.
同享神的荣耀。
And to share together in his glory.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，这首小小的诗歌。
And so hear this small hymn.
其实包括了圣经很多真理。
It actually encompasses many of the truths in the Bible.
啊，有很多重要的信息在里面。
And there are many important messages in it.
哦，感谢主，主让我能把它那个变成个小歌。
And thank the Lord that he could allow me to write this hymn.
所以以后你忘记了你就唱，好吧。
And so if you forget it, you can just sing it.
你在家里可以唱，走路也可以唱嘛。
You can sing in your house or as you're walking.
啊，好不好？我们最后再来唱它一遍。
And so we'll sing it one more time at the end.
请持琴的人给我们弹一下，唱一遍，我们就结束了。给我们一句就可以了，下面。听不见琴声。弹一句就可以了。来，遥望主来之可见，你自己在眼前，如今世事多准备，也已上面是为念，如花其实。生命浪头上不可越高游，一步引到世界旁，一边追求不懈怠，一生同心却一诺，春季为何洛阳，被谁羔羊和同伴，同享荣耀西安山。请我们低头做一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving for you.
你实在是有恩典的主。
You truly are a God of grace.
你没有为难我们。
You have not forsaken us. 虽然
将来所要发生的是重大的事情。
Even though what will happen is very strong and great.
但是你却把简单的路赐给我们。
But you have given us this path, this way for us.
主啊，愿你的话。在我们里面光照。
May your words be shining in us.
让我们知道在这个末后的时代如何预备自己。
That we're able to prepare in this end time.
主，我们感谢你。
And Lord, we thank you.
你深知我们的软弱。
That you know our weaknesses.
但是你给我们的要求是每个人都可以做到。
But the requirements you've given us, each of us can do.
主啊，保守我们器皿中满了膏油。
May you help us that our vessels will be filled with anointing oil.
也用血把我们的衣服洗得洁净。
And then through your blood you cleanse our clothes.
让我们学会在地上与你同行。
That we can learn how to walk with you on earth.
让我们在这样的世代中心存敬畏。
And that in this time we can have a godly fear.
让我们心中渴望做羔羊的同伴。
That we can want to be the companions of the Lamb. That one day we can stand with you on Mount Zion.
主啊, 我们等候你的回来,
Lord, we await your return.
求你用你恩典的手保护所有的弟兄和姊妹。
May you use your graceful hand to protect every brother and sister.
谢谢你与我们众人同在。
We thank you that you are with us.
听我们的祷告。
And hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you, 孙弟兄, 给我们这样子,